Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Someone who has followed the budget speech for years on end also has read through many of the documents that speak to South Africa's economic policies and frameworks to bolster growth, and also found and highlighted some of the weaknesses within the reforms and policies we've put in place, is Duma Qubule, Research Associate at the Social Policy Initiative. Duma, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir, and always excited to discuss these themes with you. There's a lot going on when it comes to the fiscal pressure that South Africa is under. Essentially, we're running out of room. And I guess before we talk about the numbers, just the precedent that this Budget 3.0 does set, does this speak to democracy in motion or a stumbling block within the GNU?
I think it's great for our democracy, because the Treasury, quite frankly, had become too powerful in our democracy. And they cancel a lot of the things that the president said. I've got a whole long list of things that the president said that they just canceled, you know. And the president announces a stimulus during COVID, 500 billion rands. They cancelled it, yeah. The president in 2018 announces a infrastructure fund of 400 billion rands. In February 2019, they reduced it to 100 billion rands. Mm. 6 years later, today, there's no infrastructure fund. There's not a cent that isn't allocated to that fund. Mm. Presidential employment stimulus. Last year, they cancelled his stimulus, employment stimulus. The president talks about it all the time. And last year, they just cancelled the whole program. You know, it is absurd, you know. And the Treasury officials have become like mini prime ministers. So I think it's great for our democracy. And the fact that that we now learn that they just rocked up in Parliament on the day of the budget, and they did their own ANC ministers in cabinet didn't know what's in the budget, and they thought they could repeat that on February 19 with nine other parties. That is absurd. So I think it's been a great for democracy. We've seen unprecedented debates. There were 50 presentations in Parliament by organisations and individuals who gave lots of alternative economic policies for this country. Yeah, so one day I'm just going to go through all those presentations, the 50 presentations. Wow. So that from all walks of life said, we can't continue like this. And South Africans must focus on one thing. For the past 16 years, GDP growth of 1.1% a year.
16 years?
Yes, 16 years. Ooh. And so the emerging and developing economies over the same period, we've seen the biggest shocks to the world economy, South African economy, in almost a century. Global financial crisis, the COVID pandemic, and they managed to grow by 4.4% a year. Why this chronically low GDP growth rate for so long, and the soaring unemployment? We've got the second highest unemployment rate in the world. So why are we focusing on this VAT? I just don't understand it. And while we are focusing on this VAT, the world is turned upside down. Yeah. The Trump shock to the world economy, surely we should be worried about that more than this 69 billion rand that VAT that's going to disappear from our budget.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you quoted that number, because 16 years and 1.1% growth or annual GDP is mundane, is mediocre. And all of this through years where we've had a commodity price boom, where we've had heightened levels of investment through the South African Investment Conference and forums that have been held. And coupled with that, opportunities for us to really bolster the level of growth that we have in terms of the economic policies. But let's touch on not only growth, but VAT in particular that you spoke about. Many have said the reason why we find ourselves in this debacle regarding VAT as well as tax increases is because of exactly that. There is no growth to spread the VAT increases right across, or other tax increases right across various spectrums. And let's zone into VAT. Number one, let's confirm the number. Some are saying 68 billion, some are saying 75. It does seem like quite a shifting figure and a mark. But also, is there any way of reaching some kind of resolve around this impasse?
I think the media has been giving this fake stats. So now the VAT comes with zero rated items.
Yes.
So once you minus the zero rated items, 75, and the zero rated of what, just over 2 billion a year, it is 16, 8.6 billion rands. So I don't know why people are repeating this wrong figure all the time. It is 68.5 billion. Now, the first thing I want to say is that in year one, it is 11.5 billion. And there's been a revenue overrun of almost 9 billion rands. So there is no shortfall in year one. So there is no need for additional budget cuts. So there is no shortfall in year one. I don't know why the media is not focusing on that. And But anyway.
Thank you for clarifying that, because at least now we have the correct messaging and a better understanding, as you say, once you do remove the zero-rated items. No need for spending cuts. And I guess that's also been the theme that we've often heard year after year regarding heightened levels of austerity. So how do you view, I guess, the finance minister managing this tightrope third time now?
But this is a self-inflicted tightrope. The whole world... emerging markets grew by 4.4% over 16 years, emerging and developing Asia by 6%. Why is South Africa, our GDP per capita this year will be lower than it was in 2017. We've had 18 years of declining average living standard. Surely it's time to give somebody else a chance to grow this economy. Treasury has failed abysmally to grow this economy. If this was a...
They might also say it's not their mandate, right, Duma? They just manage the purse.
Treasury's mandate and the Reserve Bank's mandate to grow the economy, then whose mandate is it? So that is the fundamental problem that we have. We have a national development plan, and nobody is responsible for the targets in that national development plan. So if the Treasury is not responsible for growing the economy, who is? Yeah.
Got you. Are there levers that the minister can pull at tomorrow to try to bolster that growth? If so, what are they?
Yes. So I'm just saying the only thing that we can do now is what every country does. You have a fiscal stimulus. There's not enough money in the economy. When Stats SA surveys of large industrial companies, they say people do not have the money. They've got huge spare capacity of about more than 20% for many years. And they're saying that is the reason why we're not investing, we're not employing people. And we need to inject new money into the economy. When you inject new money into the economy grows, as happened between 2003 and 2008, when we created 3.1 million jobs and we grew by 4.5% a year. So all that has happened is that the government has stopped spending on its economy. And the most shocking statistic I saw when I did the analysis is that from 2014 to 2024, real per capita public investment collapsed by 40% and real non-interest spending collapsed by 10% over those 10 years. And the result was GDP growth of 0.8% a year. So now after enduring so much pain, the budget, the debt to GDP ratio went from 40 to 75. So by the deepest cuts we've seen since 1994 resulted in a higher debt ratio. So surely we must try something different. What I am saying, which is we have to spend more money into the economy. And let's look at the monetary policy. We've got inflation at 2.7%. We've got a prime lending rate of 11%. Why do we need a real prime lending rate of 8.3% or a real repo rate of 4.5%. Mm-hmm. So I join South Africans who say there is no reason why we can't stimulate this economy on the monetary side, on the fiscal side, and we must take targeted industrial policy measures to counter the effect of the Trump shock, because there's 91 billion rands of exports that are affected into that market. And what can we do to counter that? And how can we assist those car companies, you know, to sell maybe in different markets, the agricultural producers? We're already doing deals with China on agricultural produce. So we must put all the resources in softening the blow, the potential blow from the Trump tariff shocks, you know. Yeah.
Duma, I can have this conversation with you for hours on end. There's so much to discuss, so much to debate and deliberate. But we will be watching very closely what will take place after 2 o'clock tomorrow as the finance minister will head to Parliament. Thank you again for your time, sir. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cooks.
Duma Qobule is Research Associate at the Social Policy Initiative, giving us some insight as to what it is we should anticipate ahead of the budget speech tomorrow. Third time. hopefully lucky, as you've heard, some holes that need to be plugged in terms of the gap. And that VAT number that Duma had quoted, 68.5 billion rand. You might be asking, why is that reduced from the initial 75 billion that's been reported in the headlines? Once you exclude the zero-rated items, the tin fish, the fruits and vegetables, the mealie meal.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.